I had heard you a couple of weeks ago say, you know, we don't have the magnesium coming in. These people are going to die. And I'm like, what the hell is that about? But then after I listened to several conference calls that you had, I'm like, I completely understand that. These people, that's what's keeping them alive.
I don't know how it came about, but I ended up getting several clients who had to be on intravenous magnesium. They have such bad bowel conditions that they can't take any magnesium by mouth, so they had to be on these permanent lines in their arm or their neck to get several times a week a dose of magnesium. And they still felt wretched, and they would get blood clots and infections from the permanent lines. And and they're off their IVs now, just doing the REMAG. But the way they're doing it is they're putting a whole day's dose, which for people who are really magnesium wasters, they need about 4 or 5 teaspoons a day. You've probably heard me say they put it in a liter bottle of water and sip the REMAG and Relight together through the whole day. That's the best way.
As far as the RNA drops with my mother, I was telling Ion that she just thinks they're way too sour. So is it okay that I just put a few drops in with the Relight and the magnesium, and then she
It would be better, Renee, just to put it in an ounce or two of water and just tell her it's like sauerkraut. It's like, you know, hasn't she tasted vinegar before? And
oh, yeah, we're German.
Tell her it's a fermented product. It's fermented barley. So
and make it 15 minutes from food.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You don't take it with food.
Right. Put it in a tablespoon of water and say, get over yourself, Mom. You know, it's just like sauerkraut.
Or put it in the water and don't tell her. Okay, here's a question that fits this topic. Madeline says, Bob, if the Queen Mother is ascended, why would she take RNA drops? People don't understand, Carol, that the drops enhance you no matter where you are on the scale of transformation. Ion has always said the ascended crave the drops because they enhance reality somehow. So it's not based on your health or where you think you are or retrieving some modicum amount of health. It is for a new kind of sustenance, a new kind of nutrition that's
Well, think if what Ion keeps saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. And what we're banking on is that the RNA drops are going to help us see these crazy, anomalous things that are coming. It's part of the new environment, and we are part of it.
Well, just taking the RNA drops, a couple drops, help someone? I mean, will they be able to ascend if they just take
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
For you guys are
I know,
ridiculous.
And Carolyn,
okay?
I wish I could tell her, who cares? And she just doesn't get it.
Did your mother work for the CIA, Renee?
Absolutely, next to you, Bob.
Ion, did you want to say something in there?
We do.
Yeah.
Rip it, Ion.
Typically, we would not expend 1 ounce of energy regarding little people who are in a little path of a short walk off a long pier to de-ascend or maintain their less than-ness. We would never help or subjugate them to another opportunity to be less than.
I know, Ion, but you always said, child is here for the adult.
Okay. So now we're going to give you a conclusion. Because of the difference in her world and her life, does she have a belly button?
Absolutely.
Take 10 drops, put it inside her belly button, and stay there. We'll do a transdermal way.
Well, what about doing the Renew in that way?
You certainly could, but you're doing Renew, we say put it at the base of the skull. First,
base of the skull.
Right.
Someone was telling me the other day that when he opens his Renew, he'll just sniff not the actual substance, but the molecules in the air, kind of sniff them in, and he says it clears his head. It just wakes him right up and gets him all snappy and alert.
And my knee was bone to bone, and I brushed some Renew on it.
That guy got it too.
Her last name is Bone, Sue Bone. And what did you do, put Renew on your knee?
Yeah, when I was born in 1960, my right leg was bent at the knee and my foot was at my hip. And the other leg was bent around and brought up to the hip. I actually remember being in the hospital when I was 2 years old. It was catastrophic. And then I got regressed, and I went in, and the doctor was there, and the nurse was there, and he turned around and said, well, I hope this works. And I'm like, yeah, it better work. And she was really nice.
This is when you were 2 years old?
I was, like, a day old. When I got older, in my early 6 years old, I could outrun anybody. But I was fucked up. I came out of the birth canal, and my legs were just almost tied around my neck.
Wow.
You know, when I looked at that doctor, I said, bullshit. And I could outrun everybody in my school up until I was 14 years old.
What's interesting about the knees is that they're like a subservient position. So you just, what you did was just say, no way, that's not going to be me.
Yeah.
You denied that. Very good.
So, Ion, what happened to Renee when she got regressed?
She got digressed.
So did I take my power when I was 2 days old?
You're making it about power, and it's not about power. It's not about it. Because if you were taking your power, if you'd taken your power, you damn sure wouldn't be asking anybody. You'd have it.
I was in my power, so I don't need to ask you.
Right.
Oh, it's not about that question. It's not. We're not chiding you for asking the question. We're just saying, what could possibly be that predicated outcome other than, yes, I did. You don't know, then you didn't.
Hey, well, Jessica says, Ion, do you have any personal information or insights for me regarding how I can prevent having any more seizures moving forward? Is there anything else I should be doing other than what I'm already doing? That's Jessica out in the wilderness.
More protein.
More protein, Jessica.
And if you do more protein, it means more magnesium. And maybe even more realigned for detoxing. When you said we were doing the RNA drops 30 minutes ago, I pulled up my notes on RNA words from Ion, where, you know, over the whatever 1,000 pages I have on the sessions, there was a section where you were talking about you can be miserable and you can engage RNA drops and draw even more misery to you. It can make you be a more powerful bitcher. This is not because of vibration. It's because it makes your antenna stronger. If you become more than you are and you don't increase your magnetism, then you will get fatter to compensate for the lack of magnetism. So there's a mouthful.
Why would you get fatter?
To compensate for a lack of magnetism, like the topic was adjusting your body from a standpoint of vibration or magnetism. So Ion is saying one of the two will adjust or there is never a change. So when you take the RNA drops, you can stay in your misery and just get more miserable, or you can change your vibration or your magnetism and make them work for you. And then the last sentence there, if you become more than you are and you don't increase your magnetism, then you will get fatter to compensate for the lack of magnetism.
Can you define more of what magnetism means?
Polarity.
So you want to increase your polarity. Can you give an example?
Yeah. Sometimes people do it like with copper.
Okay.
In a grounding conversation, you had that earlier.
Copper anklet or bracelet?
Yeah, sometimes people put a piece of copper under their bed. like under the mattress at your feet.
Under the mattress by your feet?
Yes.
It's not like a way of thinking. It's actual physical using a metal like copper. Oh,
there's
one, that's
one way.
Okay, what's another
and
way?
Another way is, and some people that suffer from ketone acidosis have an extreme position of lack of polarity, magnetism, as it were. You're eating yourself inside out. So you change to the astringent side, which changes the whole way the body processes.
If they have acidosis, you would change. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part of it.
If you're eating yourself inside out. Now, Dr. Dean can say everything you want to know about ketone acidosis.
Dr. Dean, can you explain what acidosis is?
People who, is it a liver thing? People who are fasting. Let's look up these ketone bodies. Are produced by the liver from fatty acids during periods of low food intake or fasting or carbohydrate restriction. That's interesting, actually, because you know how many people are on the paleo diet now. So they're probably building up ketone bodies and making themselves acidic with that. What's Ion saying? People with ketone acidosis have a lack of magnetism, a lack of polarity, eating yourself inside out. So they're fasting, so they're eating their own body protein, and they don't have carbohydrates or protein or fat, so they have to use their reserves or just break down their own tissues for food. Ion, if people have an acidic pH, does that mean they have less magnetism?
It's a gauge, yes. There's a scale for acidosis that would also gauge ohmage of resistance of magnetism. You're talking about resistance.
What's interesting is what we're talking about is people kind of resisting the RNA drops. If they stick with a certain vibration or magnetism and don't change, then they'll just be stuck. It's almost like when you take the RNA drops, you have to be ready to make a shift. If you just stick with who and what you are and what you believe and all your opinions and beliefs, then it sounds like you're not going to get the benefits of the RNA drops. Let's look at this. That's not because of vibration. That's because it makes your antenna stronger.
If there's a level of lack or less thinness in your life, RNA drops will make that more predominant.
Mm-hmm.
If your life sucks, it'll make it more suckier if you're aware.
That's bullshit. That's not true. It makes people feel better, Ion. You're fucking things up.
No, that's why they're afraid to take it.
So they are aware.
You're saying these people know that the drops will make them feel bad.
No, we're saying the reason they resist it is because they're afraid to feel better.
If they take it, what happens to them?
They feel better.
And they object to that.
Then who's going to make their pills? Then who's going to draw their bath? Then who's going to tend to them? Then who's going to look after them?
They're just trying to get attention.
We don't want to be live and fit quite like that. But yes, you're exactly right. But sometimes that's the case. But we just sort of sworn off little people. But Dr. Dean is of the opinion that we don't have that capacitation. We should provide and help the little ones.
No. We're providing, but, and yeah, I suppose we're helping a bit.
I have a question regarding the acidic pH. When you're gauging that, is that you're testing your urine to see the acidic pH level?
I think this is just like a generalized conversation. I don't find testing saliva or urine pH to be that helpful, but to me it's just interesting trying to put this together. What he's saying, because Zion will give an extreme ketone acidosis. That, yeah, he'll always go to the, you know, what would happen if this, you know, it's like the without fail or exception. He'll go to the extreme example. And ketone acidosis, that's in someone who is fasting. And there's a possibility, like I said, of the paleo people getting more acidic. And I don't think we can make any generalizations, but it's just interesting in trying to explain this, you know, vibration magnetism business.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ian, how would you talk about the drops, which is tonight's topic, without bringing the little people in?
Just like my mother. It's like she's like...
I'm not talking about your mother anymore. Hey, Ion, can you make this conversation interesting, Ion? You want to talk about the drops? Talk about them a new fucking way to make this fucking interesting. Otherwise, we're not going to do these chats. They're ruining the show. You're driving people away from the fucking audience.
It's a really big deal, Bob.
Here's the way. Here's the point.
Don't take it personally.
You're drawn to the RNA drops, and you engage them, and you take them. When you do, your life gets better, and it changes. You shift your world. That's the point. That's what your show should be about. It's about the ones who find it euphoric. Jesus said that the poor would always be with you. Okay, so you could have a show about why people can't afford to engage RNA drops for ascension. But seems better like a fool's errand after about 1 second, doesn't it? So the focus then becomes the ones that are thriving on your RNA drops.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Somebody just posted, William from Calgary says, Renew Vapor is the shit.
I hope that's a good thing.
I think he means a good thing. Renew Vapor is the shit. That's Canadian talk. Canadians compliment by saying things are shit. If it's the shit, that means it's great.
If saying something is the shiz or shit or anything is completely different than derogatory phrase shit. It's shit.
That's right. It's the shit. It's the good. So Ian's saying that we should discuss the RNA drops about what they do for people that are into having and acknowledging the effects.
Okay, I got to talk about this REMAG. I was having a seizure, put the REMAG on my skull directly, and the migraine pain that I'd had for 2 days straight, I could feel it dissolve and the little plates in my head just kind of shoo, and then all down my back. I mean, I was having...
All down your back, but he said all down your back.
Oh, yeah, all down my back. It went all down my back. I mean, I knew that a migraine was turning into a seizure, compounding. All these symptoms were building and building. I'm doing all these, everything I can meditatively. And I put that REMAG on by the handful, just like I was saying 2 weeks ago.
Okay, you did that lately? Did you do that lately?
2 weeks ago during pain.
Right.
I kept trying.
Okay, the question is, why didn't you put the REMAG on, or whatever it was you put on, you know, within 10 hours or 4 hours? Why wait 2 days?
You know what? I don't know, Bob. It's really embarrassing to me to talk about seizures. When I feel one coming, there's a big part of me that just can't have it be part of reality or a possibility.
So you get distracted fighting and worrying about the thing that's coming. Yeah, you distract. You don't involve in fighting it off, and you forgot the solution. Now you won't forget. Now you won't.
Absolutely.
That's a good story. Next wonderful statement about the spiritual effects of RNA drops.
But I don't think I will have to forget now either tell myself I will have to forget because of the taurine effect. I didn't even know people legitimately took absence seizures as something that people might need help with.
Are you saying you're taking taurine?
I have been, with the Realign.
And it's working?
Oh, yeah. No, it's hugely different. I was off of it while the whole deal was going on.
Okay.
The separation.
Right.
And now I am on it again.
All right. Let's go forward. You're not taking it for that reason anymore. So, Ion... when I said to you a couple of weeks ago, what the fuck is that? Who's laughing? Is that someone laughing?
That was Ion.
Oh, okay. So fuckface, Ion. When I was telling you a couple of weeks ago about how Ion is the thing that's affecting everybody, it's breaking through, it's glimpsing into this dimension, we're all getting sunburned by Ion. Let's talk about the ionic part of the RNA drops. You call it the I-cell, but it's the non-physical ionic frequency, isn't it?
Define it.
You're some kind of substance that people get blissed out when they live in you. They die. They wall around in your bathtub, and they get blissed out. that bliss substance is leaking into anything associated with Dobbstown and is blissing people out.
Yes.
So note that, people. This is, it's the effect of ion in this world. I think that, what is this ion, you know? You want to ask about it? Now, I gave a definition about 3 hours ago. Ion's a bunch of electrons running around, which I may not have.
Oh, it's the electricity?
Yeah, the definition of electricity, and then I think ion added some aspect of it. I've run out of any ways of pursuing this topic. You can go back to your other topics now.
I know ion mentioned before that electricity is alive. Is that what you're referring to?
He said like something a few hours ago. If he was a nice guy, if Ion was a bunch of nice people, they would repeat it, but he's going to fucking repeat it. So
no, and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors at RNAReset.com for providing this week's special fireside chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
We know who the
thank
fireside
you.
Chat's with. You have to keep rubbing it in.
Thank you, Ion.
I can't decide whether Ion's ruining my show or not with this fireside chat.
It's tit for tat. You always ruin
nice.
My Monday night show.
Yeah.
I was thinking about in Revelation's rewrite, when Ion, when he talks about non-physical, physical, and the labyrinth of the mind, does that relate to, like, non-physical is the inner kingdom, physical is the middle, and the outer would be the labyrinth of the mind? Does that connect, Ion?
Darren, if that's not Dobbstown 101, there never has been one. Bob?
No, they don't connect. It's not related.
Okay, because you kind of thought it was in the tape, but you changed your mind, Bob?
Yeah, I don't have a mind anymore. I'm just waiting for Ion to say some new stuff, hoping you guys can evoke it.
Tell me what you believe that I should take of the completement formulas.
We don't believe.
Well, tell me what you know.
Okay. You should start off with a base of RNA drops. You should be sure and add the completement of REMAG and then add RELITE. And as you build yourself up, we'd say, of course, go to all of them, but first is RNA and REMAG. Then add RELITE. Okay. Then, and do you feel better?
Sometimes.
Tell us about when you don't feel better.
Extremes. I guess I feel really fabulous or not.
Describe the difference.
Huge differences. Either everything's great and flowy and wonderful and magical and delightful, or just horrifyingly awful.
Carolyn, that goes right back to your conversation. The highs are higher and the lows are lower.
Not a lot of middle ground.
Well, that's right. That's right. Because remember, once you know, you can never unknow. So when your body does that response, you know better, and then all of a sudden it kicks in and makes it even worse until it's better.
When Ion says you don't know until you know.
No, we don't say that. We say people don't know what they like. They like what they know.
But once you know, you know.
You can't unknow.
And it ain't pretty.
You can be. All those contrasts are what you use to make your next point of deliciousness.
But once you know, you can't unknow. And what do you really want to know?
It's the end of the world as you know it.
Ion, is it better to ignore the outer kingdom completely?
There is no outer kingdom.
That's a new dogma. That's good. No outer kingdom.
Oh, I had a feeling he was going to say that.
He should.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? But hold on. Okay, wait a minute. You see, there's no outer kingdom. Isn't the outer kingdom, if you listen to the media or you turn on the TV and the news and international news, whatever, that's all outer kingdom stuff, isn't it?
There's news.
So outer kingdom stuff, like the government, whatever our government's doing and plotting and planning, is it good not to know anything about what they're doing or think about it. Like, they can destroy our, you know.
They haven't so far.
Well, I mean, they're working on setting up a police state, and they're doing their damnedest to...
A police state came in with the automobile 100 years ago. That's when you had a police state. The automobiles brought that in.
But it's gotten a lot worse.
Not for everybody.
Exactly, not for everybody. So do you not... How do you differentiate if... That's what I'm saying. Isn't it, you're saying there's not an Outer Kingdom now, but I thought all the Outer Kingdom crap was stuff you're supposed to ignore, but now you're saying it's kind of all mixed in?
Oh, we're saying there is no Outer Kingdom.
I'm not getting it. Then what would...
Don't drag me into your statement. You said it, you defend it, not me. I didn't say
it. We're not defending it. We don't care. There is no more Outer Kingdom. If you're in your place of power, you'll never notice the Outer Kingdom. Queen Victoria said it best. You said some little smart ass something that she didn't like, and she'd say, "Not in my realm."
Okay.
So it was not.
So, Barbara, your main interest is in the Outer Kingdom, and you're not be able to ask anything ever. Yay, it's kaput.
Well, that's why I've been ignoring the Outer Kingdom recently. I mean, I haven't had
good
internet for a whole week until yesterday.
Oh, man, how'd you survive that?
It actually was nice. We actually played board games.
Yeah.
We did more family stuff.
Did they make you bored?
No, it was fun. We played aggression. I mean, aggravation. I always say aggression. It's aggravation.
Yeah, you get
no, you
need
aggression to win at aggravation.
Yeah. No, it was actually nice. So I got to thinking about that, and plus listening to... I was listening to the recordings of Revelation Rewrite. You guys were talking about the inner, outer, and middle kingdoms.
Right.
And I got to thinking about a lot about the outer kingdom and just ignoring it. So I wanted to ask about that. Is it best just to not know? Ignorance is bliss in a way.
No, I mean, it's perfect to work out. We say no everything. We say engage everything. They say if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking until you do succeed.
Again, so I was just saying, ignore. It's better to ignore the Outer Kingdom.
You can't.
Completely.
Now you've acknowledged that there is one, so you can't ignore it. Well, think about it. You asked us what to do about it. We said there's not one, so it's all done. Now
okay.
You're right back into digging it all back up again. We've got the body good and cold and dead and buried, and you take a shovel and start digging the shit back up. On
never mind,
you
never mind, never mind. I'm going
dead.
To say there isn't one. There isn't one. It's not... I'm going back to my world. There isn't one. There's no Outer Kingdom.
We'll play with you till you're sick of it. Promise.
All right. I'm going back to there is no Outer Kingdom. That's good.
Yeah. Now, Juan says, I told my friend that had a hip replacement that the drops will cause her body to be able to digest the metal hip and grow a new perfect one. This was after she expressed that she's doomed to have surgery for the rest of her life. I just couldn't leave her in that state of mind. So I guess he's just beginning that project. He is not telling us how it turned out.
Good.
And MJ says, I call them RNA rages. Oh, I assumed it was from an intellectual standpoint. At times you simply won't have certain things in your world that in the past you would have. Capiche? I look at the judge report for about 45 seconds. And then I know everything.
And you're not affected by what you know, then?
No.
Okay.
Are you saying affected or affected?
Yeah, I'm ascended, so not much is bothering me much anymore.
Okay, so just entertainment.
Not even that.
Curiosity?
Not even required. I'm not even required. Once you realize the Outer Kingdom doesn't exist, then you're going to realize the Inner Kingdom doesn't exist, and then there's no Middle Kingdom. Now,
oh, good. So right after we get through with Remag and Renew, you can have Require.
How are we doing with the new environment? I recall you saying that alcohol was not going to be effective anymore. Is that still in the process?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that, where alcohol doesn't affect people anymore.
But that'll be drag. You want to be affected by it.
Well, totally drunk and they get out of it and they're not themselves.
Well, I don't see that. I never encounter that.
Well, you're lucky.
Give them two, realign, and they'll straighten them right up. Or four, if they're really hammered.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you say some words on how I can regrow my teeth and replace one that I have loose?
Just keep taking your drops.
Is it helpful to have that intention?
Nah, it ain't in tears. Intention just fucks you up. Don't worry about it.
So, Ian, what about stating somehow that requirement? Is that helpful, or we don't even do that anymore?
It's kind of glib, don't you think?
You hear that, Renee? The whole dogma of speaking reality has been dumped by Ion.
Well, we told you, and you've done it. You're still asking about it. So apparently it ain't all that. You're the gods. You're the creators. Let's go.
I had tried it out. We didn't do it.
I'm doing it. I do it all the time, and it works. It's awesome.
Then proceed. Good.
I am. Thank you.
Ion, when I'm on my walk, I take my drops and keep them in my mouth somewhere around an hour or so. While I'm walking, I lay my head forward, and I allow or I inhale air through the drops and ionize or RNA ionize the air going into my lungs.
Yeah.
And I hold that for like a minute. Is that beneficial?
It is. It is. Just don't make it a regimen. Don't make it a thing that you have to do. Sometimes
no, I don't do it all the time. I just do it periodically.
That's good. Because next thing, we'll have to be on a silk rug, praying toward Mecca, doing something, and Lord suffering catch. You take a pope and a cardinal and two piss saints to figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing in the first place. So, yeah, don't get trapped in that ridiculous, religious positions. Just do what you do. It's all right.
I set no pattern to my reality.
Good. That's right. Because the no pattern is still a pattern, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Develop a pattern every now and then. So, Doug, did you say you swirl it in your mouth for an hour?
Yeah. Generally an hour at a time when I do them, I swish them. It interacts with my saliva, and I get a real big mouthful. But what I do with that is I swallow small drops of that down my throat and just let it kind of soak my throat. But then I also use my finger, and I put some on my finger to rub it across my eyes, underneath my eyes, down the side of my laugh lines, and on my hands and on my wrist, and all the way around. I completely coat my hands and my wrist and my left knee that I have a problem with the saliva mixed with our ANA drops as I walk.
Renewal with your topical issues.
I understand that, and I'm working towards that, but right now I can't bring the money forward to do that.
Then do it at the level you're doing it. You're fine.
Was the buildings at Tiwanaku and the buildings at the pyramids of Giza influenced to be built by or built by the same entities?
No. Bob, which one did you build first?
Yeah, I know nothing. I just know something about the Sphinx. Dobstown is under there, as far as I pursued it.
He's being coy with you. Don't let him get away with it. We don't let him get away with it. Hold him to his chalice.
I would just like to ask Ion, the whole thing with the part of us that stays behind when we go to the gas, or for those who commit suicide, when heaven's completely fully on earth and we're all in our ascended states, will the dead come back to life?
They're never dead, darling. The dead don't have to come back to life because they're never really dead. But what happens is that if they transition, if they leave, then they separate from their place of power. They do that. And if they stay, then they stay. Now, Bob can explain to you in about 5 hours That's how long it took us, 5 months, to explain to him about the vast water dumping into the ocean, into the Gulf, and then re-dipping the glasses of water out of the ocean, which is a part of all but not part of that relative consciousness of how it all applies. But we won't beat you to death with all that. But the point is that you are eternal, whether you know it or not or like it or not. And even in the Gulf side, you're still eternal. You just separate yourself from your place of power until you're not.
And those who have done that, will they have the opportunity to come back into their power and walk on the earth again?
And they can walk on the earth, but not as they were. And that's not a reincarnation myth either.
No, I'm not into that.
Good. Well, good, because there is many, so that's good.
Oh,
thanks. How very wonderful.
It's for people who's missing or who has had relatives that passed, in the hope of seeing them again.
Well, you can go to them and see them anyway. You're not in the ascending state. You're not limited. That's the best part. You can go back to the time when they were here.
That's what I thought.
I just needed
information. Brilliant.
Good. Yes, of course. How very wonderful.
So, John, you said that you're putting surgery... rest of her life, you couldn't leave her in that state of mind, so you told her, but you don't know the reactions to what you told her yet.
Well, she ordered the products. We were at work, and she ordered them there on the work computer.
Oh, okay. That's your new sentence. She ordered the products. She claimed that she's looking forward to just feeling happy again.
Yeah, well, she's very, very through. Well, she's only 21 and already had, so she's been under the knife a lot. And that's made a sort of recluse, which I was hoping the realignment stuff would help with.
What part of England do you live in?
I'm in Devon.
Is that west of London, north, east?
Southwest.
Southwest.
By the coast. Yeah, by the
going down towards Cornwall.
Yes, right next to Cornwall.
How long have you been listening to us?
About 2 months now, I think. I had to do the archives first before I started with the new stuff.
That's some crazy stuff, isn't it, honey?
Oh, it's lovely. It's yummy.
Yummy.
We did a whole, did you bump in there? We did a whole 2 hours on Bubble and Squeak.
Oh, lovely. I don't like it.
And a proper English breakfast is wonderful. Bob hated it.
My origins is South African.
What did you say? You said a minute ago, the down on the coast, or you've been there for years. You said something like that.
Oh, 8 years now.
Have you been doing something for years?
No, I've been living in England for 8 years. No.
Oh, that's what you said, 8 years.
Yeah, originally from South Africa.
That's sort of the same route that Sasha took. She was in South Africa, or the what's that place, Botswana or something. Rwanda, no. Rhodesia.
We were very, very south, the right south point. Pretoria, Johannesburg, that area.
Yes. She was in Rhodesia. Anyways, so you went and did the archives properly. Now you're catching up, and now you feel you can engage us.
Yeah, we first had, because me and my friend is sort of together talking about it. And we went through the stage where we thought Iron's not back or Iron's still gone. And we were so delighted when we heard he came back.
You're saying you're working through the archives. 2 months ago you started and you came to the point where there's no Iron, and then you were in agony for like 24 hours.
I then went to a 2014 recordings,
right,
and listened and heard Iron speaking.
So that's how you get over the angst.
Yeah, then because obviously as you hear, all you want to do is ask questions.
You have another question for Ian?
I've got loads of questions.
Okay, well, turn me on.
Honey, we chat up on the weekend. Buy my notes.
Can people who are not ascended use portals?
Of course.
Would it be possible to give me instructions of how to get my dad to be able to visit me in the UK from South Africa?
There's a whole big section the symbols, Bob. Take her through the symbols. That'll explain it.
No, I'm not going through those signals. That's never to be given out to anybody. Forget that. Try another.
No, we're saying, she says, is there a way to, for the little ones to do it? And that's where we began. But all the portals are open. There's a information on that, Bob.
I don't know where it is. I don't know it myself.
Okay.
I don't use it.
Oh, okay.
Don't pass off questions to me. I haven't learned anything of any standard to make a paragraph.
There was a recording that laid out the details and a bit of particulars, so somewhere in there is. So
forget that. You answer her questions now with your new answers. It's going to be new answers, so forget what we said before. So pursue it, Jan.
Where would the nearest portal be where I'm at?
At his table. His table looking out the window.
Who is he?
Your dad.
Is that where his side of the portal is?
Yes.
And will that bring him to my house?
Good. You're assuming he wants to come.
Yes, he wants to come. I want to be able to go and come as well because I've got loads of family in South Africa. Why fly if you can walk?
Okay.
So, where would the portal be on my side?
Your pantry.
The washing room.
Yeah. You know when you're in there and you don't mind being there, and then sometimes you're in there and you're like, I'm spending my entire life in this room?
Yes.
That's why. And sometimes there's no place you'd rather be.
Yes, even though it's very messy.
Well, but you see, that's relative. You do that on purpose to hide it.
Has she already visited her dad? She just doesn't remember?
Yes, otherwise she wouldn't ask this, could she?
No, I know it's possible.
No, you know it is, because that's how you know. You've done it.
One of my friend's fathers had a triple heart bypass. It's been said that it's not recommended to take magnesium then.
Oh, we don't know so much about all that. Calling Dr. Dean, paging Dr. Bombay, paging Dr. Bombay, come right away.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, just to give you some background, I have listened to a lot of your archives as well, so I do know that it's all overcomable. I just want something solid to give to them. But he's been told, he's read that because he had the triple bypass, that magnesium will be bad for him. And I did explain that, you know, so he's now in a state where he can't get the minerals he desperately needs, which won't be the case. So I just wanted to clarify with you and get some reassurance.
Yeah, I think someone was asking earlier about testimonials. I remember I did something for somebody. I don't know if I could put my hands on it, but I guess it's a huge dilemma because doctors don't learn anything about magnesium in medical school, and for them to say it's not good for you is... at best, a lie. It's criminal. Because, I mean, you have to get my book or, you know, the REMAG book or something so you have all the words. On the RNAreset.com, you can get the free REMAG book because it's all laid out. I do it over and over and over again where magnesium has the highest amount in the heart than anywhere else in the body. So magnesium is very important for the heart. If the heart does not have enough magnesium, it goes into spasm, and that's angina and a heart attack. And if you don't have enough magnesium, you build up calcium in the arteries, and that gets you your blocked arteries. And instead of giving magnesium to dissolve the calcium, they do Roto-Rooter surgery and bypass surgery and horrendous things to people. When all they need to do is give magnesium early enough so that the heart isn't damaged. But even so, we have people who've avoided bypass surgery or who've had major heart attacks go on the RNA drops, Remag, the Relight, the Reline, and they're back to perfect heart function and on no medication. So it's a real travesty if doctors don't even understand anything about the workings of the body.
That's how I found you, because I was on a quest to promote all natural medicine. My main interest was cell biology. I've got no formal training, but I've always been interested in cell biology. And that's how I found the RNA drops.
Well, this isn't all natural medicine. This is supernatural medicine.
Yeah, it's ion. It's non-physical coming through and mucking up and doing things.
Mucking up. And we have great fun. Here's the fun. Here's the fun. Interplay. It's gotten to the point now where we've laid out a base. We've given all the words. All the words. Bob says, we have enough to last a lifetime. We don't need any more of your damn words, Ion. And we said, okay. So we let Bob run. He kept bouncing his little head against the wall. And he could still lovingly go right back around and do it again. So he said, okay, if you want more, let's have more. Then it came into present your demands. And they're very limited. The askings are limited. The whole point of the interaction is to bring you into your place of power. And everything we can do to do that, that's what we're about. But there's a moose loose, a boot the hoose. This world, however, is changing. And what you need to know here, whether you believe it or not, or care or not, or it makes no difference or not, this world that you created is changing. The unction, with a great deal of unction, we compassionately cajole you into receiving your place of power. It will serve you well.
Will it serve those around us well? If we stay
together,
like
my children? No, forget them. Forget everybody. There's no other kingdom. You have no children. You have no husband. Nothing.
We got it. We only are interested in you.
Okay.
Because you're here. You're here.
That's why they are saying, we say, put your mask on first before you help someone else put theirs on, because you'll be passed out while they're still dying without any help either. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. We are but merciful. We will likely save.
Brilliant.
We save if Bob withdraws.
When you say Bob withdraws?
We save and you withdraw.
Yeah, I withdraw from the bank. All the profits coming in here.
And the ice cream. People work for pennies. He works for cream. But he does get to enjoy and host the orgies, so that's always a plus.
Barbara sees me screwing, and she's on the line with Renee, who sees me screwing. Yeah, they all come on the same time.
Of course they do this time. How about you do Kiki? How's your Kiki? Get it, Kiki.
Yuan. How do you pronounce your name? Yuan? Yuan?
Sean.
Jean, okay. Yeah. Go on to your next question before Ion loses his bearings.
Yeah.
Help Ion focus.
There's Barry.
Now we got Bert and we got Kyle waiting in the wing, so come on, Juan.
Oh, we'll be fresh as hell when the feds watching.
The feds are watching.
When that's the new rip rap song.
Okay, go ahead, Juan.
What the Bible says about capturing every thought into the obedience of Christ? Is that similar to being in your power? Being able to do that?
Yes.
What did you say you did? Your accent throws me off a bit.
It's just a piece that was in the Bible that says capturing every thought into the obedience of Christ.
Well, that sounds ridiculous. Why would you want to do that?
Well, I see it now with my ion glasses on.
You'll leave Christ out of it. You gotta enjoy your thinking. You gotta play with your thinking. Let it think every thought possible. Not to be obedient. That's a terrible statement. Who let that in? That's that damn Nicene Council, right? They screwed up the Bible really bad. Next question, Juan.
Thank you. On the subject of angel talk,
yes.
Could that be similar as what happened when I spoke in tongues when I was under the impression that I got baptized in the Holy Spirit?
No, it's that different. Bible call that glossolalia.
Glossolalia. Yes, that's
different.
Is that speaking in that tongue useful to me at all?
Well, that's up to you.
Okay, so I can make it what I want it to be. Right. I don't want to make it all about me, but I would love some...
We do. That's all we're trying to do.
You have questions, Juan. You are unique. You have questions.
Yes, about not speaking about things you don't want in your reality. When you in a bit of financial stress.
Good. We like stress.
And you don't want to talk about it, but it has to come up because someone wants you to buy something that you at that moment believe you have the money to buy because you've got everything in the world, but you haven't figured out how to manifest it yet.
Well, you don't have it. See, if you want it, you don't have it. That's the thing. If you have a man, you don't want it. No, if you got money, you don't want it. Last thing Bob wants is money. You've got money. He tries to get rid of it as hard as he fast as he can. He just can't do it. And literally, he has no regard. So he never notices if there's something that he's supposed to have that he didn't know he has, that he's supposed to give, he's supposed to have that he thinks he has, that he wants, so he doesn't know that he didn't want, he didn't know he didn't have. If he didn't have it, he didn't know he didn't want it. If he didn't know he didn't have it, then he didn't want it. He didn't know if he could afford it or not. So for him, he never noticed if he could afford it or not, because if he's got it, he wanted it. And he got it, he wanted it. He wanted it, he got it. It's no question that he doesn't pay for anything. He doesn't know how much anything is. He doesn't know what it costs. I mean, we don't really let him out much by himself. We maybe let him go to the post office very rarely. But now we've tied to the string. We tie a little string to him and let him go from that bottom of the string all the way to the post office and the ice cream shop and then back to the house, sometimes to the beach, but I don't know, it's kind of close, Polo Beach these days, so he's got to go on the other side now. So even so, that's appropriate with the little string. But the whole point is that you can't know or have this bias regarding this lack of things that are your creation. So to speak about this thing, which we okay with that, that's not a problem. You're trying to gain ground in the process. So the desire that you want, because you don't have it, once you have it, then the feeling place should shift and change. And so all Bob would say is that you don't know you don't have it, then you don't have it. Even if you have it, you wouldn't know it because you'd want it. That's why it eludes you.
Yeah, you don't want to want anything.
You're trying to manifest the money to have something that you think you want that you don't have. Otherwise, you'd have it. There's no lack of source. You have everything else you want. It comes along. You go, oh, but I don't have everything I want. Well, then if you did, you'd be like Bob. How boring would that be? You have to go buy dead people's books and sit around and read them day and night, night and day, and find out. And the books aren't even good enough to go to the store and buy. You have to wait till people die to buy the damn books because they're so horrible. Nobody even sells the books anymore. They're not even for sale. And he sits around and pines and rereads them and over and over and over. It's made him just sick in his body. It's a good thing his attention is coming on. His body just falling apart, reading this old, decrepit, broke down, busted up, weird old bullshit, glossolalia based, rhythmic rhyming. Even Finnegan's Wake makes more sense than this puffered, proper bullshit he comes up with. And that's the days of his life. And he'll go upstairs and spend 9 hours. Oh, I must do my reading today. And it's like, you can't want Bob's life. So if you don't want Bob's life, then whatever challenge that you're currently trying to overwhelmingly overfold, to overcome, to over out, to over under, Overlaying. Okay. We can't even say it. We can't imagine why you'd want to do it. But it's okay. It's fine. Then you come to a place where you let it flow seamlessly and easily to you. Give up. Stop the fight. The battle is over. The only problem is not all the prisoners of war have been informed that they can come home.
Thank you. That made it quite clear to me.
Wonderful. So the thing that you want that you don't got, that you think you want that you don't got, that you want to manifest some kind of money, the honey money, to get the honey money to get the thing you want that you don't know that you don't have that you want. Yes?
Yeah.
So if you ain't got the thing that you ain't got that you don't want, then you want it. So that's how you know you don't have it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you know you don't have it, Bob, she said this is clear. We don't even know what the hell we're saying at this point. Hold on now.
Let's get Dr. Dear. Dean in here.
Paging Dr. Dean. Magnesium Queen, Dr. Dean.
Hi, Ann. Have you been taking your happy pills?
No, we're just happy. We fresh meat, Dr. Dean. We are very happy.
Oh, we got you out there, fresh meat.
Fresh meat is delightful. Because here's the thing. Once you find the thing that you want, you've identified it. Now, you don't have to manifest it. There's the trick. Everybody's been trying to manifest the things. Well, that's all it's doing is bringing the attention to things you don't got.
So when it occurs to you that you want something, then you say, I've got it, because I want it.
Yeah. And then he turned around and he got tangled up. Then you get Bob, and he's like, hey, Carolyn, what is this? And she's like, Bob, you just put $100,000 worth of Renew in the bathtub. Yes, well, it's good. And then there he goes, one time, and then pull the plug. Let her go. Whoosh, it's gone. So it's all wonderful, but he didn't even know he wanted Renew.
I've known nothing all my days.
And he looked on his creation and he saw it. It was good.
So it's interesting how the mind, once it notices something, it thinks, oh, I don't have it.
But many times what happens is you trick your mind with visual biases. The fashion world, that's a very key. You see it, so therefore you want it. They show you what you must have.
And they don't tell you that when you see it, you watch the fashion show, you are wearing the clothes as you watch them go down, and you don't have to hang around and undress.
The clothes are wearing you. You're not wearing the clothes.
You become the screen. Everything's wearing you. Everything's wanting you.
So describe the thing you want. Describe the thing. It is upside down. Describe the thing you don't have that you have that you didn't know you didn't have that you want that you didn't get because you got it already that you want to have. That one. You can say it out loud. Just say, I'm really noticing that I would enjoy more of blah in my world.
Respect.
Oh, Aretha Franklin. Uh-huh. That's what she wanted. That's what she demanded when she comes home at night. Guess what? She been drugged through the ashes. She been played like a $2 pistol. It's ridiculous. Because that's what she wanted
back.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. At least she knows how to spell it, Bob.
You know, be careful about that. That's pretty nebulous. No one ever got respect. No one ever had. It doesn't even exist.
Well, they don't respect. We don't respect. We don't respect. They ever knew what respect was.
It's an interesting point.
Because I feel people don't talk about respect. They don't show respect. They don't desire respect. Really, they just don't want to be disrespected. They want to disrespect first. Disrespect seems to be something that happens a lot. Respect seems to be something everybody's
out. Yeah, no one pays attention to respect. They get really worked up when the disrespect shows up.
It's just, but where, you know, it's...
Okay, you figured that one out. You can slow your mind down. Back to Juwan.
Do you know what the word respect means? A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements?
Wow, I looked up his own definition, Carol. First time I...
Esteem, regard, admiration, reverence, deference, honor.
We got that. Great. All nebulous questions.
How the hell do you think you qualify for that? You don't even know. We find this interesting. You want respect. You want respect. You don't even know what it means. And you don't, if you have respect, you want respect. Your dad would never ask for that. You already have it. There's your point. You want to be loved. You want to be esteemed. You want to receive deference. Oh, nice.
Let her speak, Ion.
Okay. Is that why we put our power in the box in the first place?
Yes, we were looking for respect.
To be able to feel this respect and love and interaction.
Which always turns out to be a screw up anyway, so you find out
what
you get you didn't want.
What if it's like a verb instead of a noun?
This that I've looked into this stuff about morphic resonance.
Oh yeah, we've Scott Norris asked about that 1,000 fucking times. Scott's right here to ask about it again, and we solved that one. That was the same answer: relax and allow, and don't want anything. Don't worry about how broadcasting your resonance is, morphic or not. It's neutrinos. It's already happened. Everything that's ever going to morphically resonate has already resonated. That's the more important idea.
Yeah.
You don't need a Sheldrake to figure that one out.
Look at Ion. There's nothing he doesn't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We don't know everything.
Yeah, I know. That's right. But anyways, you'll hear many hours ago when you hear the archives, if you ever do, Ion naming this and that right off. He's naming streets in Laurel Canyon. He had it right. Kirkwood, a few other ones. And then he named Dave Wally's old friend, Patricia Keneally, married Jim Morrison. Ion had that name. Very impressive.
Dave, we don't need you anymore, Bub. You've been obfuscated and obsolete, so now it's come back full circle that we begin, beget, and over, and then back, and we retrieved it, and then bucked it, and then put it somewhere else. And then...
Yeah, look, everybody, I just muted Ion. Let's see if we can overcome the mute. Let's see you overcome the mute, Ion.
And he's that frozen,
well,
and that's
did.
All
look
you
that.
Need
he overcame
know.
The mute.
That's
incredible.
He's
through the
know.
Mute. Yeah, fine.
Hey, we can put on some Yo Gotti, Old Blood. Yeah, that get him racked up, Bub.
Okay, I'll just mute him for a second, Joanne, to give you a chance to get into your next question.
Were we the Greek gods in mythology, and then decided to put our power in a box?
No, you weren't. You weren't. You were not. You were not. You are the Greek gods, but you're not the Greek gods before it went in a box.
No,
that's just another representation of that you had your power. See, everything in history, all the way through, every divine Homer, every Iliad, every issue, every sentence, all of it, is reminding you that you had your power and you separated yourself from it. And then they go back to God, go back to God, go to them ancient Samaritan Hebrewloids. They laid it out for you, darling. It's like, they're trying to get you back across the River Jordan. That's where you laid it all down. Because you're scared to go to the promised land, because that's where the giants was. In Canaan's land is just in sight. But there's giants in that land. And you were scared of the giants. So you had to separate yourself from your power and put it in a box, in a cardboard box. You put it in a box. And now we're trying to get everything in history to point you back to that same refrigerator box that you put your power in to come back into it.
Okay.
A book
or
is a
really...
box.
Oh, never mind.
The book is a box. You read about when you had your power
so
through
Jack,
the medium that
Jack's
took your power
Jack's
away.
Jack's in a box.
Should we start exclaiming that our power is not in the box? We
no.
are in our power.
Oh. Bob didn't know anything. He didn't know there's power. He didn't know there's a box. He's doing a flying care. And yet he's tore up in his face of power. He's not giving it to nobody.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so far. But don't tell him he'll get the big head. It's about all we can do to contain him. This
Bob's is Bob's big head. You know what? Bob's big head.
Yeah, it's a, why is that pumpkin Seder mash? Is that how it was, Bob?
Halloween.
Okay, the Giants. Are we going to face them again, or is that all done?
Yeah, if you want to, you can do whatever you want to. That's the other point, right? You can be too heavy and even have a guff, rebuild the guff.
If you want to.
No, I don't want to rebuild the guff.
Okay. Then you need 5 smooth stones.
Where shall I find them?
The galleyway.
I'm going to have to re-listen to all of this again because it's a bit nerve-wracking being on you for the first time.
Now, when you're on, see, that interaction with non-physical, Bob goes about that. It's like, people, let us go. We'll be gone. We're not really gone. We're always here, but we'll be in a quiet position. And then, you need to go get that ion. I got some questions about that ion. I'm going to ask ion this, and I'm going to ask that, and I want to know this, and I'm not going to take none of that bullshit. I'm going to get some answers. I'm going to get some answers. I'm going to keep asking. I get the answer. And then we come over and say, yes. They go,
yes.
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 It's the tactile interplay. Bob says you should grease your anthropomorphic ante before you insert vulgar things in it.
Ayana, are there other beings besides human creators that are ascending?
Yes.
Is that planet VP-116 with the humanoids on it, are they ascended beings, or are they ascending or not?
Ascending. They're ascending.
And will we see them, or will they get closer to our world?
Won't you?
What's that mean, aren't you?
Would you like to?
Not sure.
What was your question just before the beings?
I was asking about the planet VP-116.
Oh, yeah. Where did you get that number? What's that?
It's the name that, what's what they're calling the planet that's been found that's similar to Earth. And I asked Ian about it before, and he said there was humanoids on it.
What did he say this time?
That there's humanoids, and they're ascending, like we are. And it's in our solar system. It's in our solar system.
He brought
correct?
You that world. That world is a new planet in this collection. We brought this world. This is the event, Bob.
From that show.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
at the very end?
When did they discover this? When did they announce it? Last year?
I think it was the beginning of this year, I think.
See, I didn't even know about that. See how much of the Outer Kingdom I'm ignoring?
There's no such thing.
That's right. I'm ignoring it. I probably erased it. Because I started ignoring it, everybody decided there's nothing to pay attention to. I'm that powerful.
So this VP-16, it's coming closer, you said?
Yes.
And you said it will be similar to that show, the event, where it just kind of shows up?
Do.
Oh, wow.
You're acting surprised that everything else that's happening so far is Michael Jackson was here, Michael Jackson's gone, now Michael Jackson's back, and now Jackson didn't have no money, now he's got all the money in the world, now he's okay on money, now he's been telling more people, motherfuckers, watching him buying his shit now than he was when he was ever on the pop since. Poor Casey Kasem ever bit the big one. He was tearing up. Now he turned around, and now Michael Jackson laughing his damn ass off. Kind of like, you know, he's a bunch of vulgar motherfuckers. They don't know what they're doing. They're up, man. They can buy. We're going to die, so they will buy. If nobody gave a flip about Michael Jackson, who cared about him? He was a monkey toting pedophile that thought he was in somebody's something. Now it's like, oh, Michael. And now Michael's back virtually. And then people paying money to see him virtually. How brilliant is that?
I looked at VP-116. There's no such fucking thing, you fucking hoaxers. What is it? Give it to me right.
Is there a difference between power and strength?
I have to look.
Yes.
I'll find out. There's another name for it, Baba. I have to research it and get back to you on it.
Lord. You count the number of blades of grass on the grassy knoll. Is there a difference between power and strength? Ooh. That's Hendiades.
One by means of eight. The cube root of eight is still two. It's VP-113, Bob.
Oh, it's 113, sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Are the people from VP-113 tuning into Payday right now, Ion?
They are.
Awesome.
Anything that can get Joe Biden's initials has got to be something.
Hey, Ion, I want to know what takes place when you speak with us, because last week I felt really strange.
Jealous.
During the speaking, Bert, or after? What's that mean?
After the speaking. I mean, after everything was over with,
post-coital. Yeah, post-coitalist does, but now the muscles feel like they've been, like, ripped or strained, but that's why magnesium is so key, because it lets you regroup. It lets you reset your body very quickly. It helps move that nasty lactic acid out of them muscles. Can't get magnesium deficient and survive.
So, Bert, this was how you felt the next day or something, and is this what you got raked over the coals a bit by Ion last week?
Yeah, quite a bit. Actually, I felt
okay.
weird.
Weird is a good way to describe it. Go ahead.
I mean, really strange. I mean, you can't say it was like a good buzz, but just really strange in the mind and the body. So can you describe what took place? Is there some type of activation or shutdown or what? It was just really strange the whole week.
We call it intubation.
Intubation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you play. That's wordplay there, right? Intubation.
No, it isn't. It's not a wordplay. It's what it is.
I-N-T-E-B-A-T-I-O-N, intubation?
Works for us.
No, I-N-T-U-B-A-T-I-O-N.
You know it, Carolyn?
Yeah, Ion stuck a tube down.
Intubation. Is that an actual
down
word?
His throat
okay.
hole.
Is that a medical
tried
word?
Tried to feed him.
Yeah.
Is that a medical
and it
word?
Didn't work.
Is it
he
a fucking
pushing,
medical word?
Pushing.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that is intubation. You learned this in medicine?
Of course. I learned everything in medicine.
Intubation. It works, Bert. It's,
but more importantly, the tone is, Bob, I know so much more than you. Shut up.
Yeah, I knew she. I knew that Sarah was projecting bullshit. Yeah. She never said that.
Yeah. It's a tube slid into a hollow organ.
So intubation, that's pretty good, Bert.
Is that similar to ether boarding?
I don't know. Did you make up that word? Does anybody know what you mean?
Yeah, I did make up that word, but I mean, shoving the ether.
So did James Joyce. Don't worry about it, honey. Fuck the Jabberwocky, that's what we got to say.
The General Walkie?
Fuck the Jabberwocky, yeah.
Yeah.
Intubation. Okay, I'll have to redo that one because I'm trying to understand.
Oh, Lord, suffering kid. Come on, let's suffering kid.
Okay, all right. Parallel worlds, Ion. I want to know, is it possible to experience doing a task simultaneously in two worlds?
I already answered
it. What was your question?
Is it possible to experience doing two tasks in two different worlds?
Carolyn does it every day.
This intubation, I would say that since Ion says there's no negativity, Ion is both a divine substance and a demon. And that's us projecting that duality. So when you get intubated, you think you picked up on some other aspects of Ion that would be uncomfortable. You had
no
experience with that.
He said it was on a white knuckle flight. Lived and survived and thrived, but his body was regrouping or recoiling.
Yeah, he never got that. He never got that before.
Well, yeah, bits and pieces of it, but last week was very extreme for me.
It's called
mentally
and Bob. Ion worked you over. It wasn't satisfactory to you. You got beat up or maybe thought it was a bit mean or something.
No. Not beat up or mean. It's just a really strange feeling of weirdness of what something going on in the background that's coming in the foreground. I mean, it's like having a buzz, but not really.
Well, it sounds like Ion showed some aspect of itself you hadn't seen or experienced, so that's something hidden in the background.
See, here's how this works. The world has got your back. Bob has got your forehead. Well, we here non-physical, we'll have your foreskin.
Okay.
And it's all good.
I asked last week about the iCell presence. Is the I Ching relevant now with the presence of the iCell?
No. Nope. It never was.
No,
when it was.
It never was.
Never was 18. Good Lord.
None of it was compared to now. So the Bert, I asked Ian about half an hour ago or an hour ago about when we were doing the special with Dr. Dean, the boring fireside chat with
the
Dr.
Fireside
Dean.
Fireside chat. Yeah, this was sponsored by this week was RNAReset.com.
Every week it's sponsored by that. So
it's
I got to admit. Hey, Bert, I got Ion to admit that everything that's happening is because Ion is bursting through. It's Ion substance. It's in the Remag. It's in my voice. It's all over the fucking place.
It's squirting out everywhere.
And this is what they predicted. They predicted. Remember they say in the Revelation, the rocks will collapse, the mountains will collapse, and this blinding thing. Well, this is what Ion is, a blinding thing that's coming through and permeating all substance.
If y'all
that's
don't come into your place of power, the rocks are going to start crying out. And that's what they're doing.
And I am saying, oh, it's the iCell, it's a chromosome 14, it's Bob, it's Dr. D.
Glory and honor.
It's fucking painting. All these little puny things I am naming as nouns when it's a verbal fucking flood from the Niagara non-physical.
You can't say Niagara, Bob.
Come on.
Kevin, you can't say that.
You can't say Niagara. But the thing is, Bert, I got more information on what you're looking into, how it's just bursting through like a planet coming through in the event. It's like a shiny.
Bert,
is what all of this thing
like,
saw.
Bert, how do you like Gil Gutty?
It's okay. I mean, you know, I'm not really into the rap music, man. I mean, more is the.
He likes my
all.
Stuff,
no,
Ion.
That's
he
not real
Bob
music. That's not real music. That was just context. Gil Gutty is with us. Yo Gotti's with us. Yo Gotti can get away with it. Yo Gotti can get it.
The context.
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Ian, you're saying Joe Gotti is not music?
No. Oh, no, we would never present that as music.
Okay, I follow you now, but Ian, I follow you. I follow you now.
But anybody can make a pretty good hit song and the name of it is Ian Want It? Come on. Where you think
that's the name
from?
Of the song.
And this came from nothing. He came from nothing. I mean, from nothing. And now all of a sudden, we're talking about it. It made Dobbs Town? Good Lord.
Ian, can you speak on the lawsuit that Ed posted regarding Dark Horse and some Christian rappers? I couldn't see the connection that they say that Dark Horse was stolen from them. Can you speak on that? Is there a connection between this lawsuit that these Christian rappers state that Katy Perry stole Dark Horse from them?
No. Dark Horse came from us. Dark came. That's Bob and the Stinks.
Right. Yeah. So the Christians are picking up the Ionic thing, but they're just seeing figure. They don't see the ground. So they see her. They don't see Ion.
Yeah. Calling that they took her, they took their song and she mixed Black Magic and all that. But I listened to their song in Dark Horse, and I couldn't see the connection, so that's good to know. Anyway.
Yeah, but it came from Ion, and the Christians are going to see it as dark as Black Magic. That's
right.
What they see Ion.
And they're trying to cut her out like Katie Lang. You know, I mean, she's getting excommunicated.
Like they did to you. They did to you
music.
And your mother.
She always says that, like in interviews, she goes, I wanted to be the Amy Grant of music. But that, it's, not Amy. I mean, that's.
But she could get it, though. Now, you got to admit, she could get it. Ain't no question.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing. I've ever really heard her voice, I'm blown away. And I don't know. It's
our representation on this carnal earth of Dr. Dean. So,
can I ask my question now, Bob?
I don't know. Let's vote on her question. What's the question? Let's see what the question is, then we'll vote on it.
You have to vote to see what the question is? Well, I think that the question...
Not you. Not you.
Me.
We're talking to Sheila. Just a minute. I got to mute little Sarah, okay, Sheila? Let me just...
You don't have to.
Okay.
I don't what?
What? You muted her. You can't say
goodbye. Hey, what?
This is
what?
The first radio show in history to have its own personal mime. They get paid a tremendous sum of money to be the mime for G-Radio's version of RNA.com-sponsored radio show extravaganza. Great.
Bob asks the callers a question, and then he mutes them and yells at them because they don't answer him.
Okay, yeah. Sheila.
Those goddamn callers, they just want to...
It's trying to bug me. Bob, would you please?
I can't give the best.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's wrong.
I'm so beautiful.
We have a pretty good audience, but they just won't say anything. We really need them to. It's out there.
Okay, we want to vet your question, Sheila. So what is it? You know, we don't fuck with Ian.
All right. Now listen. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing, honey?
We do juicy tonight.
I was wondering, could you please describe the purpose or the intention of the antikythera device?
What's an antikythera device?
An item that was found off of Greece a while ago, about 2,000 years old.
It's a computer. It's a brass computer. It's a key.
And it was found in the last couple of years, Sheila?
Well,
yes,
in the future. But they're saying it's really, really old, but it's really not that old because it's from the future. And it's a key.
Right. But you're talking about something in the news the past year, Sheila?
Well, NOVA did a thing on it in April. I think it was April.
It's a key. It opens up. It's for opening dimensions.
Get out.
No,
that is so cool.
That's what we say is get out. We say get happier. Get out. Now, he was telling us to get out. Now, how about them smackers? It'd be some shit now if we did, wouldn't it? It'd be it, wouldn't it?
That would be some shit. When you say dimensions, Ian, are you talking about a portal?
No. Dimensions are different than portals. You can have lots of different portals back and forth, but it's very hard to shift dimensions.
Yeah, there are dimensions in this world.
Now, we're not talking about the recently demented. That's a different conversation.
There are dimensions. That's a term you use for differences in our world, right? Our world here.
Dude.
How do you spell it? Is it antikythera?
Like the Greek island that it probably was found off of.
Okay, got it.
Ian, you say it's from our future. Is it from the future, from a dimension, from the Earth?
Yeah.
It says analog computer. Now, McLuhan used to say we blew it by going digital and we should have gone analog in the computer world. So is this the direction he's talking about?
Ancient
analog computer. That's interesting.
That's a key dimension. It's a dimensional key.
In the late 70s, when everybody was saying, oh, we're going digital, McLuhan said, no, go analog. Now, he parallel worlded. He might have known about this kind of computer. That's pretty interesting. Well, congratulations, Sheila. You've made yourself fucking useful here. You have opened up a very interesting topic.
That's great. And give me, and you have exceeded many great erections here, darling.
That means so much to me.
You fucking cynic. We don't even care about what you think about it. You just keep performing.
See, now this is like about wanting something. She don't want it because she's got it, so she can get it because she's got it, because she already got it because she don't want it. If she didn't have it, she couldn't get it because she wouldn't want it, because she wouldn't got it, because she can't get it. But she does, so she does, so she does. See?
Yep, that makes sense.
Oh, good. That's scary. But, yeah.
Huh. I like that.
Mm-hmm. See? And there it is again.
When you say something is a key opens a door.
A lock.
It opens a lock.
Tick a lock.
Tick as in time.
Tock. Lock. Yep.
Tick, tock, lock. Ooh.
Dude.
Thank you for that little gem.
Yes, darling.
That's nowhere near Gaudi. Gaudi's better than that.
Yeah, it's not Yo Gaudi, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Yoko Ono, Yo Gaudi.
Well, it's certainly not Yoko Ono.
You're too easily impressed,
no.
Sheila. You're very too easily impressed.
That's
if you're going to paint something, paint cold blood. There you go. Then you're going to, anyhow, you'll be home, so.
Oh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Paint cold blood?
Ain't cold-blooded. Cold blood in the nigga. Yeah, that's great, so you like it.
Okay.
It's catching on with Bart, too, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah. Now that you say it's more of a context.
That's what got you going last week, Bart. All that nigger talk.
No,
got into your cells.
No.
Since when did Bert become Bart?
It doesn't matter.
Bart.
No, it could have been. It could
there are comments to be made about the fact that people get confused and don't know how to react when their social roles blur into one situation.
Joseph's channeling.
Hello.
That's how Croatian or whatever Joseph is translates what he's hearing.
Up from the ground. Nope.
You don't want to hear it.
Hey, can you just describe a reason why a dimension would be locked?
Oh, that's easy, because you'd fall through and you wouldn't know it. You do that all of a sudden anyway now. Because, see, with dimensions, you have no construct. So you could slip dimension and not know it. We could take you into another dimension, and you'd be there just like this dimension. That's why we go get customers and bring them into this world or this dimension from theirs to help that dimension sometimes.
Can you describe the difference between a dimension and a world, another world?
Yeah, dimensions are partitions within a world. Worlds are separate geographic zip codes.
Is there a way to identify a partition with the dimensions?
Segment.
Is that the same as a realm?
No, realm is held within a world.
Within a dimension.
Within a world, yeah.
If dimensions are within worlds, different parts of the world, then a realm would be within
dimension. No. Easy trigger. Back up. Dimensions are partitions of worlds, not the other way around necessarily, Bob. There are the exceptions. That's why we're making sure this is very clear. Because there's some worlds you can only achieve in certain dimensions.
So a realm, you only put that with the word world. You don't say realm in dimensions.
That's correct.
If someone slipped through one of those partitions, would the use of the senses change?
Yes.
Could can you describe some of the difference?
Yeah.
So, Ion, synesthesia is an intuition of the other dimensions, right? Synesthesia is a limited interpretation of.
Limited, but yeah.
Can you describe some of the benefits of going through different dimensions?
Well, there's none to us.
Other than just different experiences, can you bring things back from different dimensions?
Yes, but that's troublesome.
Can you describe why it's troublesome?
Yes, you mix the shift.
So it's unstable? Whatever you bring back would be unstable?
Let's don't say unstable. Let's say it makes its environment not stable.
Ion, are the Sasquatch people, are they using the portals?
No.
The ancient ones, are they using the portals?
No.
Are they shifting through dimensions?
Yes.
Would there be a magnification of the senses in a ship?
Increased polarity can ensue.
So it can be uncomfortable.
Maybe. Depends on the party, though, honey.
Is there a way to activate the ship to a different dimension, or it just happens accidentally, or is there something that a human creator would... Turn the key. Okay.
Turn the key.
Can you give a description of the key?
It's a little square brass-looking box that's got some mess on it that you run into, and it's got little wheels and dials, and if you can sprocket, trick it, and click it, and that's it.
Is this the only key available?
No.
Can we shift dimensions using a switchgear function in the human body?
No.
Can you go through a dimension by altering your state of consciousness?
Maybe, but no.
Each dimension is at a right angle to the previous dimension.
Do we all have our own key?
You have to access the right angle.
Are we there yet?
It's like you look at the front of a building and you can't see the back, but you know that the back is there.
Ion, Edward Farrow's box and Lead Skullman's box that he had up on top of the tripod, is this the same principle that they're using inside these boxes?
I think Ion's gone.